2. Arranging archive items in the limit box. Place bone within fairly mapped hearsay rendezvous. Delicate dead morsel hatching nicked mental items in the drawer. Rusty chain and black padded book. Pencils of fragrant wood. Parsing the past with pursed lip anguish. The secret was they didn't understand their own times. You are living the key, ye who scry the colossal knees of these once vital beams. What subtle punishments has Marcel planned? Our meta urges culpable and kitsch. The sentimentality of conceiving a universe sans our conception. The corrupted plot of isolate religion. Quantity pared down to the sheerest meaninglessness. Me. My cognition balks at the machinic task. Its angry rusting ratchets who swarm in packs. My blobulent picnic, it takes the cake. Here in the Eiffel car, all eyes swoon to the south. Furted resonance in pace amain, a lion's draft in the bank clerk, whose petty fears are flattered by the style press. His hank is thin, and below the mobile lurks an ongoing fascination with sporting yellow. Gleam residence, a fan car, slow turning of the motor part, greased bearings and the lighting cable, cage bulbs and thumb screws. In its taut, a plain moth kicks against the sodden light. Straggle term in a cold check pizzle. The rastered foe is residue. In blot is parish cost. Blank amaze, a putty stained with ivy green. Here, polish off the plot. Sauce grey into a bowl. Tear off Cooper, no match for the fall-off card. Same bevy of unmentionable excuses. Spilled manuscripts, a fire. Ungrateful soldiers relishing tenant injury. Sky frost you like. As a cutting concept, the past was an ornate ritual dagger poised over the quivering virgin flesh of this my birthday presence, its concocted misappliance a prop for well-distorted thought. The magpie residence excerpted objects of fascination like a jewelled skip drawn by Kevin O'Neill in an expensive publication where golden stars peer out of black skies. Look, peeled back clouds, acanthus sprouts. In volute hyperabundance, the Climpton fettered dick, held by a wrist with a paisley cuff, the zonk between the eyes of coming psych aggression, in marbled papers without end. Dewdrops re-entered by the festive ledger, rested palms, hot knots, the screen coverage, a babble erupted in the muds of sheenest silk existence, petulant with staggered hopes. Aiming past the chipped soldier hardened into granite dust, the brief came uppermost in squeegee shards. Sharon rose and brushed her teeth, white flecks of antiseptic oblivion. The sparge won't wort until it's dressed, infect, lament, with bandage crooked beneath the panel badger. You work, the mental muscle was unheard of, coffined in consumer luxury. You pests. The rubbing leaf is livid, faint, corruptical, a radical actualism set against your niche-marked fat. The arsewipe flutters in the air-conditioned breeze, ersatz. The aconceptual ache was well-designed, a superscrew beneath its tum-tum shade, fade off, with plinth and lint, stuffed sacks in queasy layers, near-side piles of junk. In polar climes where abstract diffidence is pushed to clarity, the concrete ice in dizzying towers, cerruti stick, with sudden crunch of celery, the Eros shaft of cronyism. The padded lock, the mouth stopped up, waiting for the sacks to end its tiresome lilt upon the metro breeze, the riddled sting up to loft with starling canopy in righteous stripes. Cap-a-pied motley, crowing in dialectic shock, its black-white flash, shuttering miasma molecule, reft a beacon, held in seams, beneath this icon, a rivulet of seeming farinaceous lore, perturbed in ruffs of barking stuff, the doggy tank, its tongue, revelation of the sun, a blind park in the obscure gut, good treacle in the tart, a yellow rash of sunbeams, blurt, cornered in the whip-round, forgot to count the changes made today. Waking up to the non-song, the cause-effect of OU struggle, where every dream was canted out in free illogic till. Freebooting adenosine triphosphate off the wonder lair, the richest poo in town, my socket by the crustal warp, in wrinkled pressures of the landmass, ant farm gaze. Green hues of non-relation, making pay while the pun shies away from the yielding frost, a plastic gun which shovels bits each bite of frozen pea, the green bursting from enamel stoves. in painters' fumbled freedoms, brown mark like a wizened sausage from IKEA, in Durchschnitt cake, wandering drum of thought, murking mud eclairs in the clear light of bargain days. It pings, penumbra round the moon stool, the wobbly lines of sus twin sorcery spinning plates upon the wind, the reeling froths of haberdash, communal charges in the barrack room, my bloody beacon post. You sabotage the wailing mart, grab Tizer from the pop-up tray, scatter blazes in the pinstripe document. You strike a day, hold stripping sessions beneath a table, rearrange the furniture to build a house in the thrashing tree. Time it so the buds ain't out, zone in on fork, get the sturdy word and fix. The semiotic curse is just tinsel on the social being, the merest dash of verbal sauce. I pose you know why Possum hides his causey hate the no gum triumption. Instruct me in your tidy ways, Miss Kane. I love the rod of axle turn, incognition steaming up the key case, Rex. In pecks of reference, tea chests full of chest wig furs, the maxim shoot of litter regiment, it's fleeced. Jason pauses, pulls his pants around his straining cock. In steam and trim, like a singer needle through the thumb, sewn right into the swan matchbox, locked. In very pause, he disdained the game, let sudden why not aerate the cell. Across the semi-market, trestle blades in blocks, how flint. The micro-hardness begs a quasi-bid, in pins and nails, in wood. He shouldn't plunge beyond the treadle cap, that collar ring.